Action.com.
Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Just dial toll-free to 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype as well. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. Coming up here, Daryl will be telling us about the latest in the difficulties that company Uber has been experiencing in various different marketplaces around the country. And actually, I guess they're an international company. Helps connect people who need a ride with people who are willing to give rides without actually hooking you up with taxi companies or taxi drivers. It's a way for people to save money on getting from point A to point B. And there's some pretty disturbing stuff happening in the city of Houston surrounding this particular company. We'll share that with you. Also, you can take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And, again, our Skype username, lrn.fm. I was actually in Austin, Texas last week. Actually, at this time last week, we were leaving. We were already gone from Austin, but it was the Texas Bitcoin Conference. And when we showed up, we realized that we really hadn't figured out how we were going to get around. Mark had thought there was going to be some sort of hotel shuttle, and I knew that the hotel was way too far away to have a hotel shuttle. So that wasn't the, it turned out that wasn't the case.
Where did you guys fly into?
Austin Bergstrom or something like that. I forget the name of the airport. Whatever.
I didn't know that Austin had its own airport.
It's a big city. Yeah, they definitely have their own airport. So anyway, we flew into the main Austin airport, and there was no real obvious solution for how to get from the airport to the hotel, which was a good 20 minutes away. So we didn't have a ride scheduled or anything like that, and it was either rent a car, but I actually put it out on Facebook, hey, what should we do? You know, what's the best way to get around here? And somebody said, try Uber. And I had heard of Uber before. We talked about these ride-sharing services, these rides-for-hire services that you download an app, you install it on your smartphone, you configure it a little bit, and then the phone, I did get the app, the Uber app, and I installed it, and the phone will ask you what your location is. Probably it will try to GPS it, but anyway, it tries to zero in on your location and says, do you need a ride? And you tell it that you do, and then what it'll do is it'll find people who are in the area who are willing to give you a ride. People who have essentially agreed in advance to a certain set of rules that Uber has in order to be drivers for they're not working for Uber, they're independent contractors, but they're still kind of branded, you know, with the Uber right. branding. So there's a certain set of specifications, a certain set of rules that are that you have to follow in order to qualify as a driver. But presuming there are drivers who are on in that moment, who are willing, who are in the area and are convenient, they'll come and get you. And the person who posted on my Facebook said this is a great way to get around and that it's even cheaper than cabs, the Uber thing.
Interesting.
Unfortunately, I was never able to get past the select your location portion of the Uber app, because when I selected Austin as my location, an error message came up on the program saying that due to antiquated protectionist regulations, Uber is not currently operating in Austin. They're trying to change that through, of course, the legislative process, which means that they probably won't be operating in Austin in the near foreseeable future. So I was kind of bummed out. I was really hoping that I would be able to try this Uber thing, because it's more of like a city thing. Uber doesn't operate in Keene, New Hampshire, for instance. And so I'm not sure what qualifications Uber decides makes them work in one city versus a smaller city, not so
definitely
much.
Definitely more than a population of 25,000.
I guess so. But so I was bummed out. I didn't get a chance to use Uber because some government bums in Austin have basically banned them as a competition to the taxi companies. And that's essentially what's going on here in Houston, where, as I understand it, now, Daryl, you've got the story, Houston has been trying to prohibit Uber from operating and has, I guess, successfully done so. But Uber has been asking people to reach out to the politicians and let them know how they feel.
Yes. And not just to let them know how they feel, but to also request that the ordinances be changed
to allow them
to operate in Houston.
To update their ordinances, which probably haven't been updated in decades since they, you know, originally created the cabbie cartel or whatever they're called there in Houston. Like in New York City, I think to get a cab medallion, it's like $600,000.
Several hundred thousand. But in New York City, there are a lot of what they call jitney cabs.
Yes, illegal cabs.
To where people that live in the not-so-nice neighborhoods that have difficult times getting legitimate cabs, or I guess legitimate isn't the word that I want to use there, the licensed cabs, they will, you know, contract with a neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
And there's sort
you
of
get a better deal.
An unwritten rule, and for the most part, an unspoken rule in New York City, that as long as the unlicensed cabs stay out of downtown Manhattan, then there's no problem.
Oh, interesting.
But once you come into our turf, that's when we have a problem. I'm not sure how Houston operates on this, but apparently there's been a problem with Houston for a while, and I gather that from the way this article from Tech Dirt begins that says, we've covered for a while now how Uber, the mobile phone-enabling car and taxi ordering service, has run up against a bunch of obsolete laws in various cities, often leading to bizarre rebuttals from municipal officials. Uber quickly realized that each ridiculous response from a city government was something of a marketing opportunity to introduce itself to new cities. You would think by now city officials would learn that the proper thing to do is to figure out how to work with Uber provide better transportation.
No way. That's not what they care about. See, somebody who writes like this, they don't really understand the real purpose behind automobile regulations and businesses, you know, regulations.
They do if you let me finish the sentence.
Okay. A lot of people don't,
right?
Who write mainstream media articles. But yeah, you're right. Tech Dirt does tend to have kind of a libertarian twinge to it.
You would think that officials would learn that the proper thing to do is to figure out how to work with Uber to provide better transportation for their citizenry rather than immediately bowing to demands from the taxi and limo companies who fear potential competition.
Yeah, well, that's all that regulations are really about, is protecting the established businesses, the good old boy network, from upstarts, from innovators, from competitors, from people that want to enter the marketplace and bring new, fresh ideas into the fray. They are scared to death of that. Look, this is the way business has always been done here in Houston, and this is the way business always will be done as long as we're in charge. That's the way it goes everywhere.
And one thing that's interesting about Houston has no zoning.
That's true, although some of the suburbs apparently do, from what I understand.
Right, but the suburbs are not part of the city of Houston.
Okay.
The article here continues. It says, however, the response from Houston may be the most bizarre of all. Uber had set up a petition for Houston residents, emailing city officials of their support for allowing Uber in the city.
That should be their right. I mean, that's the idea, right? If you don't like the way the system is, you're supposed to contact your representatives, city councilors, and let them know.
In response to this, the city of Houston issued a cease and desist order, effectively telling Uber to stop asking Houston residents to contact their own elected government about this issue.
Wow.
And I have the letter.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Robert, please consider this a formal demand that your client, Uber, cease and desist from transmitting or aiding in the transmission of form emails to city officials regarding the adoption of an ordinance to accommodate their enterprise. Despite my informal request to you by telephone on Monday, the excessive number of emails has gone unabated to the point that it has become harassing in nature and arguably unlawful.
Oh, babies. They don't like it when people actually use the system, when people actually get active, and we'll share the remainder of this here in moments. You can take control as well. It's Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact in helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course, you can bring up whatever you want here, toll free at 855-450-FREE. Maybe you've used some of these ride-sharing or rides-for-hire services that, like Uber. I know they're not the only one. There are others out there. I just don't recall what they are at the moment. But maybe you've...
I think Zimride
okay.
is one of the websites. I know that's one... I think it's Zimride or Zipride. It's one of the websites that...
Zipcar. I've heard of Zipcar.
That Porkfest organizers have suggested people use in the past...
Hmm.
For finding ride shares to Porkfest over the summers.
Well, what I was wondering, and I actually just asked this question on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter, is are there any companies out there that are kind of like Uber in that they hook people up with drivers, people passengers with drivers, people that need to go somewhere with people who are willing to go there, without them being taxi cabs and like all this kind of business regulate, you know, this the humongous business, I guess. Accoutrements that you would find with like a big taxi company or
right.
something like that. What else is there out there, and are there companies who are still operating in places like Houston or Austin where there are really restrictive taxi cab regulations and they're trying to keep these companies out of the marketplace?
I know there's a rideshare section on Craigslist.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe the website Couchsurfing also has a rideshare section.
Because I feel like the Uber is a cool idea, but they're still too centralized. And so obviously the Uber can be targeted by these governments and threatened. In this case, Uber is being threatened by the city of Houston. Uber has been helping people, facilitating them, giving them the information they need and the kind of the forms that they need to fill out to send emails to the city councilors there in Houston to have them update their just outdated regulations that basically exist to protect the existing cab companies. From competition. We'll continue with that story here in moments. Speaking of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, Daryl, it is coming up in about 3 months. It's not long away now. End of June. We're already in mid-March.
It's wow, gonna, yeah. yes.
It's going to be here before you know it. The Porcupine Freedom Festival is a blast. It's a huge camping festival in the White Mountains of New Hampshire. Over 1,500 liberty-minded people were in attendance last year. People come from all across the country and indeed across the world to be in New Hampshire and to experience what it's like to be with other people that actually care about freedom for a week of camping and fun and karaoke, parties, dances, kids' activities, family stuff. There's something for everyone at Porkfest, and you can go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com, to get yourself booked and your family and your friends or whoever it is you're going up there with. Try to bring some people with you because, I mean, even if you're going to be coming up as a single person, you're going to have a good time at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. But bring your friends if you can. Porkfest.com. We will look forward to seeing you there. I'm expecting that we'll be broadcasting Free Talk Live from the event this year as well, as we have done for the last 8 years. So go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Grab your tickets now. So we're talking about the ride-sharing company Uber, and they are under attack in Houston. They had used their website to facilitate people going and writing letters to the city councilors, and there have been so many that have been written that the city council there, in the form of their city attorney, has now issued a notice of cease and desist. And you were reading that notice to us, I believe. Did you get all the way through it, Daryl?
I got
short.
Close to all the way through. So I actually
Uber claims, by the way, before you go on, Uber claims on their blog at blog.uber.com that in 3 days, now this blog post was written on February 27th, so we don't know how many have been written since then, but in 3 days, nearly 10,000 Houston residents and visitors have signed a petition demanding that Mayor Parker and the city council make way for modern transportation options like Uber. So there's been a tremendous outpouring of support for this company, and the response from the city is, shut up, we don't want to hear from you, or else.
Despite, and this is about halfway through, despite my informal request to you by telephone on Monday, the excessive number of emails has gone unabated to the point that it has become harassing in nature and arguably unlawful. Failure to cease and desist will be met with appropriate action by the city. David M. Feldman, City Attorney, City of Houston.
That sounds like a threat to me, Daryl.
So the point that I made when I covered this story on my show, Peace, Love, Liberty Radio, on Sunday, is that what the city attorney in Houston is actually saying is that if you contact your representatives and you ask your friends to contact your representatives, that is illegal.
What they're saying, that's the suggestion in the letter. I don't believe for a moment that it actually, in point of fact, is illegal.
Claims that it is harassing and is arguably unlawful.
Right. He's saying he will argue that it is unlawful, just in the same way that the city of Keene attorneys have argued that it is unlawful for the Robin Hooders here in town who have been saving people from getting parking tickets for over the last year here in Keene, New Hampshire, saved thousands of people. They argued also that it was unlawful what we were doing. They called it harassment. And if you go and you look up the criminal
harassment. And a civil conspiracy.
That's right. They did add that later on. If you go and you look up what criminal harassment is, basically, Daryl, if I'm saying something to you that you don't like and you tell me, Ian, I don't want you to ever talk to me again, and I continue to say things to you that you don't want to hear, that's criminal harassment. That's kind of the definition of criminal harassment. There's an exception, however, to this, which is that when you're talking with government bureaucrats, they cannot not listen to you. I mean, they cannot listen, but they cannot tell you to stop talking to you or to them. You are under no obligation to discontinue talking to a government bureaucrat if they ask you to. Because they supposedly work for the public. They have to at least put on this demeanor of being public so-called servants. And part of that is they have to take some crap sometimes.
Right.
Now, that's not to say that the Robin Hooders are actually being threatening or anything like that, as it has been suggested that they are. But my point being that, the city attorney in Houston can argue that it's illegal. But I can't imagine any judge would actually find that individuals contacting the city, the city councilors or the regulators there, that any of those contacts would in any way be illegal, or that Uber would somehow be in violation of some sort of law for facilitating people contacting their city councilors. And apparently Uber agrees, according to their blog post, they're saying they will not cease or desist. They are going to continue in spite of this threatening letter from the attorney in the city. And now it's been 2.5 weeks since they put this blog post up. I don't know if there have been any updates. They certainly haven't updated their blog on this. But, it would be interesting to find out if the city is going to make a move here, because Uber's not backing down. And that's what I like. I like to see that.
Yeah. And for any of the listeners, I have actually shared all of the emails for the city councilors at the city of Houston.
On our Facebook?
On the Facebook, the Twitter, and the Google Plus.
Now, if there's a chance you're ever going to visit Houston, whether it's business or pleasure, if there's a chance you will ever visit Houston, then I think you are in the right as far as contacting those city councilors. So it doesn't matter if you've never been there before. We're coming up. You can take control here on Free Talk Live.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want right here. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. We've also got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm, so feel free to connect with us in that way if you prefer. In fact, I prefer it. If you've got the choice, go ahead and go with Skype. Almost always sounds better. You can also find us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. We've got listening options there. Live streams. Got broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. They're available to you around the clock. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is always on the air on our streams at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, you can tune into us on over 140 radio stations from coast to coast. Great stations, actually coast to coast and beyond. Get the full list over at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, our satellite listening choices include free-to-air satellite radio, which allows you to actually tune in if you're anywhere in North and Central America, as long as you have a view of the southern sky and a relatively small dish. Like, it's not as small as like a DirecTV dish. Those are, I think, 18-inch dishes. These you have to get around a 30-inch dish, so it's not as humongous as those old C-band dishes are. But very affordable stuff. You can get the equipment for about a couple $100, get it installed, point it at the right satellite, and then you can listen to Free Talk Live and all the other great LRN.FM shows, including Daryl's show, Peace, Love, Liberty Radio, on LRN.FM via streaming satellite technology. And it's zero cost per month. That's why it's called Free to Air. Webcam, you can watch and listen to us online. You can also listen via your phone. Any phone that can dial long distance can get tuned in to Free Talk Live via our listen lines. So go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more about getting tuned into the show. That's listen.freetalklive.com. And if you want to get a free pound of the best coffee you probably ever tasted, check out BuzzBox at coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica. The organic certification is that much more important when it comes to coffee because it's a very absorbent crop. So you want to make sure that you're not getting things like, lead or something like that being absorbed by your crop. BuzzBox is competitively priced with other high-end coffees, but they do something special that other coffee producers just aren't doing. They have set up a program that allows people around the world to buy into their coffee co-op at BuzzBox. Now, Free Talk Live, here on the show, we're trying to recruit 1,000 coffee-loving listeners like you, perhaps, to order their coffee or your coffee from coffee.freetalklive.com, which would allow us in BuzzBox to finance 100 microloans through World Vision and help change lives by offering people in poverty an opportunity to change their own lives. You can get started now by getting a free pound of coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com. All you have to do is pay the shipping cost, and, of course, you can cancel your subscription at any time. Coffee.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and to you and your thoughts. In fact, this case, it's Skype, where Nathan is on the line in Texas. Go ahead, Nathan.
Good evening.
Hey there.
So I wanted to disagree with you a little bit on the Uber story, because my understanding was that they were getting people from outside the city to call, and even outside the state to call in and email bomb these people.
They should, because anybody could travel to Houston someday, and shouldn't people be able to choose from different ride-sharing services rather than just, all the taxi companies that have been there forever?
It's true anyone could, fly to Houston or travel to Houston, but to me, I don't see that necessarily justifies it. I mean, like if I was running a store and people had some petition they wanted to give to me, I mean, that would be fine. But if they're, getting people in New York or Canada to call my phone 24 hours a day, then I wouldn't think that would
be. Yeah, but you're not running a store. We're not talking about people running a store. We're talking about government bureaucrats whose job it is ostensibly to listen to the people and hear what they have to say. And a government bureaucrat should be concerned about tourism. That, supposedly part of the things that government does, now I don't necessarily think they should be doing this, but in a lot of cases government spends money advertising their area to bring tourists in or to bring businesses in. And so, yeah, they absolutely should be concerned when a business owner, or excuse me, not a business owner, but when somebody from the business community or even just somebody who's going to go visit their grandmother calls up and says, hey, I was going to travel to Houston this summer to go and do X, Y, or Z, but now I'm not going to go to Houston because your rides, your taxi cab regulations are outdated, and I want to use Uber in town, and screw you, I'm not coming to your city. That's a completely legitimate use of a phone call to a government bureaucrat if you don't live in the city.
I guess I could kind of see that, but and then it's kind of an intangible thing, right? Like, am I going to go to Houston today? Am I going to go there next month? I agree that Uber should be able to run their service, but I don't necessarily see that, that the bureaucrats should listen. I mean, based on their own statements, they really don't have an obligation to people who aren't their constituents.
Is it illegal for someone, or should it be illegal for someone to contact an elected representative that lives outside of the jurisdiction in which someone lives?
Well, I don't think so, but it seems a little rude, to be honest.
Wait a minute. Nathan, while I understand kind of where you're coming from here, in that, sure, a politician would probably value someone's opinion higher if they were located permanently in the area, but how do you define a constituent? Is somebody who, I guess you would definitely agree that someone who lives in the geographic designation known as Houston as a constituent, right? We would both agree on right? Okay, so how do you further define? What about the towns outside of Houston? What about, the suburbs, the bedroom communities that are outside? I don't know, happen to know what they are. Daryl, you used to live in Texas. Do you know anything outside of Houston?
The only thing outside of Houston that I know for sure is the Woodlands, and I think that's actually a decent way outside of Houston.
But let's just, I don't have the map in front of me. I'm trying to pull it up here on the Google. But let's just presume.
Galveston isn't too terribly far.
There's a Beaumont. Beaumont is just to the east of Houston there. So what about the people in Beaumont? A lot of them might regularly visit Houston to see family and friends, maybe do some business. Are those constituents?
Well, I'm not really a lawyer, I guess.
They, I'm just asking for your opinion.
If you get to vote for them, I guess. I mean, that's the way their system is set up, right? You elect these representatives, and then they administer the government.
Well, the people in Beaumont aren't electing the Houston City Council. So are you saying that all the people who live just outside of the border of Houston should have no say in how things are run in Houston?
Well, no. I'm just saying that by their own system, they're only really responsible to the constituents that vote for them. So,
no, that's not true.
Outside of that area,
that's not true. They're, as a politician, they need to be concerned about the people who are coming into Houston to do business there. Because if they aren't concerned about that, then they could lose that business, and that could hurt them politically.
And to say that they should only be responsive to the people that vote for them leaves out the majority of people that live in the area. Because, for one, the majority of people don't vote. Mm. And secondly, it's only a plurality of people that do vote that actually elect anyone. In San Antonio, the last time there was a mayoral election, when I was living in San Antonio, there was, I believe, a 9% or 7% turnout. The incumbent mayor was elected with like 80% of that, which meant that it was only 5.5% or 6% of people in San Antonio that actually voted for this guy. So is he only supposed to be responsive to the 5.5% or 6% of people that voted for him, or is he to be responsive to 100% of the population, including those who can't yet vote?
Right. What about teenagers?
Or who have had their voting privileges removed from them?
Right. Should teenagers not be allowed to speak at a city council meeting in Houston because they're not old enough to vote if they're 16 or 17?
Well, isn't there a line that if you don't vote, then you should just shut up and not say anything or something like that? I mean, I guess
there's a line like that, but that doesn't mean that people should shut up who don't vote. I mean, their opinions should still be valid. Now, look, we understand that politicians don't care what anybody thinks except the people that line their pockets, but they have to appear as though they do. That's why they allow people to speak at things like city council meetings. And even here in Keene, New Hampshire, they'll allow somebody from outside of Keene to speak at a city council meeting because they work in Keene, or they have family in Keene, or they shop in Keene. And those are all valid reasons to have an opinion about what goes on here. Nathan, thanks for your call tonight, man. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of Victor, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these Victor starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-564-6941. The revolutionary Victor design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no unhealthy tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love without restriction, no matter where they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with Victor. Again, free Victor starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941.
Self-reliance.
Survival supplies.
Survival skills.
National experts.
Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers.
This spring in Tulsa.
It's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo.
A must-be-there event.
Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests.
David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Prepper.
Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference.
Hear Dr. Bones,
Nurse Amy, and members of the American Prepper Network,
along with many other leading national experts.
Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations,
walk through a bomb shelter, and much, much more.
Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission.
Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event.
Get your free tickets now.
NPSExpo.com.
That's NPSExpo.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here toll-free at 855-453. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line, and we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show. Our username is lrn.fm. With you tonight, Ian here.
And Daryl.
Check out Daryl's website, fpp.cc, and his other website, fppradio.com. For more of Daryl in written and audio form, we're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. We've been talking about the cab sharing, ride sharing company Uber. Cab's not the appropriate word because that's kind of a legal term now due to all the government regulations surrounding giving somebody a ride somewhere. I mean, the Uber company has done something great in a lot of cities around the world, dozens of cities, actually. They're helping connect people through smartphone technology to people who are willing to give others rides. And there are some restrictions, some rules that the drivers have to follow in order to be affiliated with Uber. And I think that's, you know, intended to keep things honest and keep people on the up and up and have a certain level of quality from the cars that people are driving and things like that. Which is cool. I was unfortunately not able to experience Uber when I went to Austin recently because Austin, like Houston, is one of the cities with some very stringent regulations when it comes to operating a cab business. And the existing cab businesses are on the attack in these places using their friends in the government to try to stop what Uber is doing. Uber encouraged their users and encouraged their fans and the people that wanted to try their service to contact the Houston City Council and the Houston bureaucrats and demand that they change their regulations to make it so that Uber and other companies like them could operate in the city. And as a result, the Houston bureaucrats decided they were going to threaten Uber with possible legal action and demanded that they stop contacting, demanded that they stop helping people contact them. And Uber has refused to stop, so they are continuing to encourage people to contact the Houston City Council to do something about that, which I think is heroic. We need more businesses who, in the face of a government threat, will continue to do what they were already doing. I love it when business people stand up for at least the freedom to do their business. Business people aren't very good at standing up for other business people's freedom. I'd like to see that happen more often, too. But you know, at least they're standing up for their own business in this particular case. You can share your thoughts here, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Howard. He's on the line in Philly on Skype. Hey, Howard.
Hi, Ian and Daryl.
Welcome, sir.
Hey, gentlemen. I had a couple comments. I had to run an errand. I missed like the last hour and a half of the show, but I just wanted to comment of like, Dave, like, I know this guy has been a thorn in your asses since he's come around, and it's actually unusual because I thought I was the craziest caller you had, and then, like, this guy makes me look like I'm in kindergarten as far as the crazy goes. Like, honestly, I'm being humorous, but I've been listening to this show for years, and, I mean, you have had your run-of-the-mill of some pretty seriously, like, mentally ill callers, but they were like human beings, and you've talked to them, and it was part of the show, and it added to Liberty and all that. So, you know, it was all good with Paula and...
Oh, yeah.
It's just been a numerous... It's countless, you know? It's just countless. But the thing about Dave is that, like, how do you get through to somebody that doesn't accept reality? Like, that's the thing. And, like, I was actually thinking, like, was this some... Is it what... I didn't really understand, like... And I don't think... I think Mark and Ian and everybody has questioned this. It's like, is this guy for real?
Oh, yeah. You're talking about Dave in New York, by the way, who was banned from calling Free Talk Live tonight as the first caller.
Is that what happened?
I'm sick of it. I mean, I told him earlier this week that he cannot keep calling about the same exact thing every single night. Can you imagine how boring of a talk show that would be?
Tolerant. Yeah, you have, but it's entertaining. Crazy is entertaining.
It is. Like, it is. Crazy is entertaining, and I love a good crazy caller here on Free Talk Live, and we've given Dave plenty of airtime over the last 3 months.
You have.
You can find all of those videos on his various YouTube channels.
Yeah.
I know, and you guys have been tolerant, and I just wanted to say that it has helped me to see, like, the part of myself that where I was taking my calling into Free Talk Live too far, and I was calling in all the time. And it's like nobody wants to hear anybody call in all the time. And it's just like, you're a talk radio guy.
I mean,
guy,
if you bring something to the table
that's
unique and different, we do have some regular callers here on Free Talk Live.
We do, and most are brilliant. I mean, I can remember all the through the years. I don't mean to interrupt you, you know, expand, but... Yeah, I agree, and it's entertaining. What you do is entertainment, and that's what talk radio is, and you do a very good job, you and Mark. And
yeah, and there's a certain tricky portion to doing a show like Free Talk Live. I mean, all the rules in talk radio say don't do this show. When we started doing Free Talk Live, we were given the rules of talk radio by the general manager at the radio station we worked for at the time, and I listened to the rules as they were delivered, and I made notes about the ones that I liked and ignored all the rest of them, because that's just how I am. And so one of the big rules in talk radio is you're supposed to stringently screen phone calls. We don't do that on Free Talk Live. It's one of kind of the fundamental premises of the show is that anyone can call in any night about whatever topic they want to. And that's generally considered to be bad talk radio. And if you allow people to call in like Dave, who are calling about the exact same thing night after night after night, then that gets bad. It gets boring. It gets uninteresting. Nobody wants to listen to the same show, even though it was entertaining the first time Dave called at to demand an apology from Daryl and I. That was entertaining once. The second time,
no.
It was no longer entertaining.
No.
That's when we told him, look, Dave, you can't do this anymore. He did it again. And so, goodbye. We've got better things to do. We've got other things to talk about, other people who want to get on the air.
Exactly. You've been more than patient. It's like it's pathological. I mean, I'm sorry for the guy. I hope he can get, like, in chat, like, months ago, he mentioned, like, he was taking medication. And I hope that he just, like, tries to pursue, like, some help. But that's when things get too far with some people can get so sick mentally, like, they don't see their problems. And I was one of the person, like, my whole thing, you know, is that, yeah, this whole thing is like I see my own problems in myself and I stop calling the show. And this Free Talk Live is a valuable asset to Liberty. And I just hope, like, I just wanted to call in and say that because I don't see how you put up with it for so long because, I mean, it's just overwhelming when somebody doesn't, like, a sick person, like, at least I see that I have problems, but a crazy person doesn't know they're crazy.
Mm.
That's the point, you know, like, and everybody has a chance to get better. So, you know, Dave, man, just, you know, keep taking your meds and, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not saying Dave's banned forever. I mean, maybe he,
you know what?
Maybe
remember
he could
that
be
guy,
unbanned at some point in the future.
You
but.
Remember the guy who wanted to kill himself like 4 or 5 months ago
yeah.
and he actually went and got help?
That's right.
That's what Free Talk Live is about. It's not this negative stuff. It is a helpful thing. And, you know, I've been listening to you guys for a number of years, and I know there's like probably thousands of other people that, you know, can relate to what I'm saying. And for every person that likes me, there's probably 10 people that hate me. That's life.
That's just how, yeah, it totally is life. Now, I know you were calling about another topic, our friend Mark Emery.
Mark Emery.
You want to comment on that?
Dude, I got to know him from your show because Jody's a friend of your show. And, you know, she came on, like, right when Mark first got incarcerated.
Mm-hmm.
And Mark was lonely. He was, like, hurting. Like, he didn't, you know, and Jody was missing her husband. He is a friend of your show, and, like, I've become a pen pal, and like he's written me about like 7 awesome letters. I haven't heard back from him. Yeah, he's a good guy. He is a hero. He's an activist for cannabis.
For people that don't know, Mark Emery is known popularly as the Prince of Pot.
Yeah.
He was put into federal prison here in the United States for selling seeds in Canada. He was living in Vancouver. He was one of the main operators behind, not High Times, but the competitor, Cannabis Culture magazine.
Yeah.
And they were doing amazing work there in Canada, and he was like one of the most wanted people from the DEA here in the United States, and they actually got Canada to extradite him to the United States, where he faced a show trial, a sham kangaroo court, and they put him in a prison cell in high, you know, maximum security prison for a little while. I think they finally moved him to medium security.
He's done 5 years, and he was your friend. Like you were on his.
You know, I always feel like there's. I always feel like I'm not doing enough for Mark Emery.
Call Jody, please get her on your show.
Well, we're definitely going to have. Certainly, I plan on having Mark on again here because he's supposed to get out this summer, which is very exciting. And Howard, thanks for your call tonight.
Thanks,
appreciate
guys.
The kind words. We'll continue tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com and Daryl's website, fpp.cc.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. May take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
Right now until March 18th, the flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have huge deals going to fit any taste or budget, like donor oak laminate for an amazing 39 cents a square foot, beautiful carbonized bamboo for just $1.39, even spectacular Bellawood pre-finished Bolivian rosewood for an incredible $2.99 a square foot. Pick up free samples at hundreds of stores nationwide, plus special financing available and easy professional installation or expert advice for DIYers. But hurry, this sale ends March 18th. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.